Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
When we talk about politics and public policy, it's easy to be discouraged. Every day, the papers are filled with articles that make America, and the rest of the world for that matter, look as though it's spinning off its axis. As the left does its best to remake the world in its image, it's important to take heart. The battle's not over, and our side is slowly but surely beginning to wake up. 2 weeks ago, the Trump administration delayed implementation of a new policy that would have allowed transgender male soldiers to use the female showers, and the women soldiers were told they couldn't even cover themselves because it might be viewed as disrespectful and discriminatory by the transgenders. I kid you not. And it gets worse. The Army was also preparing for pregnant, quote-unquote, male soldiers. Now, obviously, these soldiers are really females who believe that they're males, but in the politically correct world of today's military, everyone is supposed to smile respectfully and say that the emperor is wearing beautiful clothes. This policy is not only damaging to the esprit de corps, it's also dangerous, given the current scandal where male soldiers are secretly posting nude photos of female soldiers to the web. Thank goodness that Defense Secretary Mattis had the backbone to delay implementation of this relic from the Obama administration. The next step is to put the policy on hold permanently. In a recent memo, the Center for Military Readiness outlined steps the military could take toward the goal of eliminating political correctness in military policy. Some of those steps included discontinuing LGBT pride events at the Pentagon and the White House, and we would add, not flying the LGBT pride flag at Fort Harrison outside of Helena. Other steps included reviewing and revoking at least two Obama-era directives forcing military personnel to approve or participate in controversial sex change transition treatments funded by U.S. taxpayers, and appointing officials for high-level Pentagon positions who assign highest priority to mission readiness and combat lethality, not political correctness in the military. As expected, LGBT groups are criticizing the delay, calling it a deeply alarming signal from the Trump administration. The administration has also quietly stopped allowing transgenders to enlist in the military and has eliminated Obama-era policies concerning bathroom and locker room access for transgender students attending Defense Department schools. All of this is good news, and it's a reminder that elections do indeed have consequences, and the downward spiral of America is not inevitable. We live in a dangerous world, and it's up to the military to defend the nation and its people. Anything that distracts from that mission is a dangerous waste of time, energy, and resources. It's up to us to stay engaged and to provide our military with political oversight that focuses on mission readiness, command proficiency, and combat effectiveness. All of this is tied directly to who gets elected, and it's yet another reason for us to remain upbeat, focused, and engaged. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.